Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. But you know who does love me? Moms on Mother's Day. For all that your mom does, I know she doesn't want the same old last-minute card and flowers that die in a week. The same old dinner at the Pickle Garden. Nope. Get your mom or the mother of your children one of my beautiful 24-carat gold-dip roses in exclusive colors just for her. A real rose dipped in pure 24-carat gold, guaranteed to last a lifetime, just like your mom's love. My gold roses start at just $59. Ship for free in your own signature gift box with your own personalized Mother's Day card. That's free shipping, free lifetime guarantee, free personalized Mother's Day card, and all in exclusive colors that you can only get at IHateStevenSinger.com. Start her bouquet of love today online at IHateStevenSinger.com or in my showroom at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly. IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Our next guest is ready to go, and we're excited because this is the first time we've had a chance to meet him. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from your Philadelphia Phillies, Mr. Brandon Marsh.
Yeah!
To the show. How you doing, Brandon?
Oh, man. What happened? We're having a great time. The sun's out.
Yeah. I know.
It's not too cold. We're going to have ourselves a day today.
Yeah. A few years ago, we came here. Oh. It was our first year broadcasting from spring training, and it was like 42 degrees out here. We're wearing shorts and t-shirts.
Florida.
It was horrible, man. But now we know.
Yep. There are photos of us, Brandon. We look like we've been held hostage that morning.
Yeah. Listen, I have to ask, because you have a ton of bracelets on your left wrist.
Yeah.
Charity bracelets.
Charity bracelets. Do you have to take them off when you're playing, or does that not mentally play with you at all?
No, so I don't either. They're like a part of my body now. I've worn them for so long, since like middle of high school. But every one of them has their own meaning. I just take it off. I take them off before the pregame shower, put the pregame tape on, and put them back on.
Okay. So.
Brandon, I had some that actually like wore off and like broke apart, but they're pretty resilient. You can shower and keep them on. They're made of rubber, so they're meant to be worn all the time.
They're gonna snap eventually, but we got backups.
There you go.
I can't remember, and I apologize for asking you this question, but do you throw right or left?
Right.
Okay. I thought so. So that doesn't necessarily play.
I'm a weirdo. I bat lefty, throw righty.
Hey,
I
don't. Me too.
Yeah, you're like my brothers. Both of my brothers.
By the way, I'm Nick. This is Casey. That's Preston, Kathy, Steve.
Yep.
Marissa's right over there. So this is our first time meeting you.
Yeah. Brandon came walking up while we were doing the beat file. So but listen, man, it was so great to get to know you just from as a player on the team. Last season was so exciting. We were just talking to Reese, and you know, I'm more, you know, Nick and Casey are lifelong diehard, every single game all season long. I'm a little bit more of a casual fan. Last season was the most fun I've had watching baseball since I was a kid. It was just a blast. And watching you guys have fun, this is what I kept saying to everybody. Watching the expressions on like your face and the things you guys were going through was just a blast, man.
Yeah, that was some of the best moments like on a baseball field in my entire life. And I'm sure I can speak for the guys in the locker room as well. That October run we had was... It's really, there's not many words that can describe it. It still leaves us speechless at times. But it was super electric. The city of Philly was booming.
Yeah,
that was so much fun, and we're looking forward to trying to run that thing back. So.
I have to admit, initially, I judge you a little bit. I thought you had the greasiest hair I've ever seen in my life. But then we found out there was a story behind that.
It's clean. It smells good right now.
Yeah. What do you use?
I mean, that had to be the most Googled thing. One of them. I know. I looked it up immediately. I'm like, what is going on with this guy's hair?
Yeah, I know. My mother hates it. Yeah. It looks terrible out there. And I see pictures and I'm like, it does look kind of good. But it keeps it out of my face. I just dump it with water. And that's how we find our edge out there, man. Yeah. You know?
Well, I want to ask, because you were a mid-season acquisition last year. Yeah. And so how long did it take for you to click with the locker room?
Well, to be honest, I was super nervous. It was like the first day of school again. I was super nervous. I tried to wear my best clothes over to Philly.
Did Mike Trout give you any? Because, I mean, he's a lifelong resident of the area, and I'm sure he's a Phils fan when he's not playing against them.
No, I mean, he just told me to go out there and go have fun, man. They're in a pennant race over there. And, he was like, you deserve this. Go have fun, Marshy. We're going to be pulling for you, and I'll be pulling for them too. So it's a good relationship I have with those guys over there in Anaheim still. But yeah, Trout, I mean,
nervous coming in here.
Super nervous, just because I didn't know many of the guys. I knew Bohm and I knew Moniak, but Moniak went over to Anaheim for center guard. So, I really only knew Alec but Schwarber and I remember Schwarber and Castellanos and Harper, just the first day I was there, just taking me in, telling me that, you're here for a reason, and we're going to need you to do this thing. So
my friend,
jump on and get with it quick.
My friend Matt is a lifelong Red Sox fan, but roots for the Phils as well. And he said at the beginning of last season, you guys as Phillies fans are going to love Kyle Schwarber. What he brings to the locker room, he's just a great personality. And we did. I mean, we loved him. He hit a ton of home runs.
He's awesome.
He was really fun to root for. But as a teammate, Schwarber's just got to be one of those guys you're like, he kind of leads by example. Is he vocal in the locker room as well?
Oh, yeah. I would say like him and Reese are like the spokesman of the team for sure. Schwarber leads by example on off the field with his actions, with his words, everything. You want to win. You want 12 on your team.
He's sneaky fast too, by the way.
Yeah,
I just see him barreling around the bases. I'm like, that dude is way too big to be moving like that.
Free tacos because of Schwarber.
That's true.
But yeah, Kyle is phenomenal. He's one of my favorite, and I know I have a small sample size, but for my entire life, he's one of my favorite teammates that I've ever shared the field with. And yeah, he's awesome. Takes a lot of pressure off of us.
Brandon, you don't sound like you're from Georgia, man.
I'm not really a country boy, you know.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know. I grew up in a little north of Atlanta.
Okay.
We call it the North Side.
The North Side?
But yeah, it's like Gwinnett County, a little north of Atlanta. So I was never really raised like on like the Georgia like farms, ranches, all that. So
When I was a kid, I lived in South Carolina for a couple of years, and I picked up on the accent big time.
Really?
I was like, yeah, y'all tell them I said hey now. That's the way I spoke.
Well, I was mic'd up the other day for the game, and I said John.
Did you?
John?
Did you
really?
And I'm like, I've only been here for a couple months. I'm already saying John.
You're absorbing it.
I'm wearing a John hat right now. Yeah.
For the first few years when I started working for Preston, he would ride to work on a tractor.
It took a little while to shake that.
Yeah.
Brandon, Angel spring training is in Arizona, right?
Yes, sir.
So this is your first year doing spring training in Florida?
First one in Florida, yeah.
All right. So I've been told that you and Casey have something in common because obviously when you're playing in the desert, when in Arizona spring training, you're not encountering the ocean as much. But here in Clearwater, you can head out to Clearwater Beach, but you guys share a fear of what happens beyond the beach. Is that correct?
Oh. That is not our home.
No. Kill them all, right?
That is not home.
Are you shark phobic?
I'm shark, stingray, jellyfish, fish.
Casey everything. Calls them monsters.
He yeah, they are.
They are monsters.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Look at their faces.
you want to be face to face with one of them?
No.
In their environment,
razors. Like they have 1,000 razors that are ready to cut you in half. Yes, they are a monster.
You know, there's an actual plan that Casey had worked out that involved luring them in with possums.
Yeah,
and putting hand grenades in the possums to detonate them.
Yeah,
he has a whole elaborate. Yeah.
You put a bomb in the possum and then you stick it to a shark. Yeah. Then you get rid of possums and sharks. I think we're...
That's great. The two of you, grown men, can't go in the ocean.
No, because you've seen videos. There's like killer whales jumping up on shore for seals and stuff.
Right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I know it's clear water. It's probably not happening here, but
probably.
I'm not going to be that 1%. Yeah.
So these last few years, I've been doing these sprint triathlons in New Jersey, and you have to either swim in the bay or the ocean. And I'm doing it, right? And my only hope is, okay, well, there's a few hundred people in here.
Yeah,
so the sharks have a lot to choose from. But I'm telling you, with my goggles on, as I'm swimming, I open my eyes when I breathe, and then I close my eyes because I'm like, I don't want to see it coming.
It's the fear of the unknown down there.
And I just, like, my fear is that my eyes are going to be open under, like, with the goggles, and I'm just going to see see a giant mouth come up and eat my head off. And I'm like, I'd rather just not see it go.
Yeah, it's like those videos you see. I don't know if y'all have the same feed I do, but I go on Instagram or something and you get the reels.
Oh, yeah.
You get people jumping off a cliff and then the camera like focuses once all the bubbles go away underwater and there's a shark coming right in your face. I don't know why I get that. Because I'm not liking those photos.
No, you know no, but you know what? If you're watching, I don't know if how you the watch algorithm,
it,
yeah, if you,
if
watch,
you watch it for a few seconds, the algorithm says, this guy loves shark attacks.
Oh, damn algorithm.
That's why I'm all puppies and actually.
And porn.
And but no, you know what? I do like sea otters, though. I'm a big fan of sea otters.
That's
your low-key, little aggressive, though.
They are.
They'll get you.
Sea otters will, they will you up. They can be very cantankerous. You see them there, you know, with the shells, and then they're just wonderful. But they'll go at your ass. Yeah.
How do you feel about the gators? Because Casey really wants to see one in the wild.
It's the same thing.
Same.
I mean, it's. I saw a photo was sent to me the other day. There's an alligator on the shores of South Carolina.
Yeah. On the beach?
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Now we have to worry about that in the ocean.
You got sharks swimming up through the Gulf, all the way up to the Great Lakes. 10-foot, 12-foot bull sharks? You kidding me?
And bull sharks are the worst.
That's going up through our country?
Dude, I'll pass. So my take on Australia is wonderful people, but there's so much there that can kill you. They have saltwater crocodiles that are enormous and are constantly killing people. Preston had a story about the, 150 of the
snake eggs, the brown snake eggs in somebody's front yard.
They have funnel web spiders. They have, what is the
yeah, there's
the
spiders there are crazy, too.
They'll kill you in a second.
And those are a top. Those are up there for me for fears.
Like spiders, too. Arachnophobia as well.
It's like too many legs, too many eyes. I don't know.
You don't need all that.
Yeah.
Have you seen an alligator yet, though?
Out here? I mean, I went and played putt-putt quite a bit down here.
Really?
And there's like little mini gators you can feed. I stay as far away as possible, though.
Yeah.
Are they caiman or are they just...
No, they're gators, but there's a miniature golf course out here where you can feed them at the end.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, somebody sent a link to
the
it.
The Congo River right over there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I've probably been like five times in the last three nights.
And how's your game?
Ugh. How's your regular golf game? I mean, do you play?
Okay, so I'll be honest. I was awful about a year ago.
Okay.
I finally got some clubs and I've been playing. I played like 25 times this offseason. I was trying to keep count.
Okay.
And the scores are slowly going down.
All right.
Slowly, you ever play Augusta?
No.
Preston plays a lot.
You should play with him.
Oh no! If you play a lot, I probably shouldn't.
Okay,
but I love the aspect of it. I love going out there with the boys, having fun, and swinging it. You know, but it's a great day if I'm under 90.
Right.
I've only done it like four times.
All right, that's all right.
Oh, it's a great day if I'm under 110.
yeah,
but all my teammates are out here shooting 76, 78, and I'm like, dude.
Here's the deal. I played in a golf tournament last year with Preston, Michael Barkham from NBC Sports Philly, and there were a whole bunch of like former pro athletes that were Milt Thompson, you know, former Phillies and stuff like that. I won the longest drive competition.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, I did.
What was it, if you don't mind me asking?
It was probably, I don't know, close to three.
Yeah, it was like 290, something like that. Yeah,
I would say it was like 301.
Yeah.
You know?
If I can keep mine straight, it'll go.
Well, that was the thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
The fairway was gigantic. Yeah, the fairway was like really, really wide, so that worked out in my favor. So.
Yeah.
You guys had a group outing a couple of weeks ago, right? Like I saw some Instagram videos of the team being out and just hitting the links.
Yeah, and the only video that showed me was me whacking a tree.
that was
the first hole I jumped on. And I was no warm-ups, went straight from the cage here to the third tee box over in Countryside, and I whacked a tee or something. I whacked a tree, and it was pretty embarrassing.
How about good footage of you? Last season, what was a personal favorite moment that you had of your own performance? You know, I mean, any particular home run or catch or something that really stands out about... Yeah, I was happy with how that went last year.
Well, I grew up a Braves fan, growing up a little north of Atlanta. So it's us like putting them out last year and being able to contribute a little bit in that game and have a homer in it. That was probably, for me personally, that was probably one of the better moments for me that I'm going to remember and take with me for a very long
time. So that's a good memory, beating your old favorite team.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, for sure. You either want to growing up, you want to play for him for sure. But
it's sort of bittersweet, right? I mean, you're glad to be in that position, but it's like,
No, I mean, I didn't have any. I had no sympathy. But I mean, because they wouldn't have any for us. We tipped their cap if it went the other way. So, but yeah, so the cards fell in our favor. But that series and that game, game four,
you know,
against the Braves were pretty dang fun.
It's funny because when you're talking to Reese those moments, the moments you're a part of, and you know, Nick was getting emotional earlier, that will sit in the memories, the conversations. You know, you're part of a sport that lends itself to that, where it becomes the fabric of so much of what makes people enjoy life. You know, that's got to blow you away if you have the time to stop and think about that it becomes that important.
Yeah, you know, just the memories, the relationships you make, the time spent with these guys. I mean, you go through everything from the very top of the ups to the bottom of the lows together with all these guys. And, you know, everyone's away from their families for the most part. And, you know,
it's a second family.
Yeah. And they become your brothers.
Right.
And, you know, that's those memories that we had last year. Those are the things that we're going to remember and take with
it's
us
crazy,
forever.
Yeah.
And it gives me chills just thinking about it, you know, like
us too.
And you're still afraid of the Sharks, too, a little bit. So that
no, that won't change.
Brandon, is it not lost on you that you came into a city that has a certain reputation in a good season? I mean, you came in, your introduction into the city was at a very, very good time.
Yeah.
You know, because it can go the other way with Philadelphia. You know the reputation that the town has for, I mean, supporting the team, but also saying, come on, get it together.
Harsh
you know
critics.
What I mean? I love that, though. I personally love that because I got that. I have, like, a football mentality about a lot of things that I do.
You played football, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay,
I wasn't that good, but I liked to play it.
What position?
I played wideout and corner.
Okay, so they not a quarterback.
No.
With that cannon. No? Okay.
No chance, man. I love that just the whole city's behind you. And yeah, sometimes it could be tough.
Yeah.
Like when times aren't rolling our way, but that's part of it though, because when the times were good, only that much better than a lot of other places too. So it's like,
there you go.
Absolutely.
Man, it was so good for us too. And just as a fan, and I'm a lifelong, but like it was a little unexpected. And then when it happened, the whole city embraced it. We didn't get a chance to ask Reese, so I'd love to ask you. I've not really seen Trey Turner play a lot. I'm really excited that he's on this team. Obviously, he's a world class talent.
I'm excited too. We're
nice.
All excited.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your impression of Trey? And you gotten to know him a little bit over the last few weeks?
Yeah, Trey's awesome. You know, it's fun. Just watching him as a player go, his work ethic, his routine, you know, everything, just how smooth he is. I mean, everyone sees how smooth he is on the bases, at short, and the box. So, I mean, and he's a dude as well in the locker room. He's going to be a leader of this squad, and I think he's going to fit in perfect with the boys. You know, he loves to joke around and chirp and have a great time, but when it's time to get down into it, he's going to be the first one that steps up to the plate. So it's cool. Trey Turner, we're super blessed to have a talent like that and just a personality like that in the locker room too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some fun with Seven.
I mean, listen,
that's for sure. I'm trying to find the right phrase and words to say it, but
no, you're doing great.
Listen, I think we should be excited. When you look at this lineup, right, offensively speaking, I mean, when you have somebody like you, you know, batting 7, 8, or 9, I mean, that says a lot for how strong and deep this offensive lineup is.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Yeah. I don't hear that too much.
No.
The lineup.
I got to go back to the hair real quick before we
wrap this up. I knew it.
Why don't you pull in a ponytail?
Well, I do sometimes during BP.
Okay.
But a ponytail or a bun?
Whatever. I'm just, why don't you pull it back? Why
not a French braid?
Why not Hasidic curls?
Yeah. I don't even think I know how to spell French braid.
No, forget the braid. Forget the braid. I just, like, because, I mean, I've had long hair my entire life. When I work out or sweat or do anything active, it goes in a ponytail.
What about when you play center field for the Phillies?
Right, exactly. Well, that's what I'm trying to give him a tip. Maybe the ponytail will be good.
But, no, I'm the same way. Like, if I'm like, in the training room doing some, like, arm care, or if I'm working out or doing something, it's up.
All right.
It's getting out the way. Because if it's going to be bumping my chin or bumping my ears.
You want to go get our hair done together this year? Because I'm in need of a cut, I think.
Right. Hey, sports clips right over there.
Yeah.
And then
Hey, real quick.
Then it's over to the spin class.
That tattoo's not, that's not a Ted Lasso thing, is it?
Believe?
This? No, yeah. No. This is for my family and I.
It is? Yeah. Okay, that's great.
This is my family and I.
Love it.
My sister's got one, too. Hers is, yeah.
That's awesome.
Love that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, listen, Brent, great to meet you, man. Thanks for coming by.
We're
stoked for the season, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again soon, but we'll be watching today here at the game.
Thank excellent. You guys for having me.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, too.
Hey, yeah. Where's your green at? There's green.
Right over there. Yeah. Steve's representing.
I get to pinch five people today.
Yeah. My toenails are green, no lie.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Brandon Marsh, guys, yay! Let's hear it for him. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a second live at Clearwater for spring training. Preston Steve Show, hang with us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.